What's up? Welcome to the Rick John Podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe. Enjoy.
Daddy chill. What the hell even is that?
Okay, so we're talking Halloween costumes. I wanted to wait till we started recording. We've been recording.
Oh, okay. Well,
good morning.
It's afternoon. Good afternoon.
It's like mid to late afternoon.
Yeah.
Feels like morning to us.
2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting in bed the second we're done with this. It's over. But welcome Lauren and Hannah. We have our women in the podcast today.
Yes, we do.
Who are amazing and awesome and very tired.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say talented, but tired
it's
works.
Like tired. The word starts with a T.
Equally talented.
Tired. Equally tired.
equally tired and talented.
But we were talking about Halloween costumes
because you guys are throwing last minute Halloween party, or is that? On the down low.
It's
on the
not a party. It's a socially distanced gathering.
Before we get canceled on that.
No, it's not on the down low. I mean, y'all can bring
Governor Abbott shows up to our house. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Oh, you thought you could have a party?
Well, please. Hannah introduced the idea just about 2 seconds ago that she wanted me to be a Playboy bunny and her to be Hugh Hefner.
I've been thinking about it for a while. I was just waiting to the right moment to bring it up.
The right moment after he was already locked in, from like a life standpoint.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, it's already, it's already shipping through Amazon. We'll have it by tomorrow.
Yeah. What size? Corset.
Well, I don't know. You ordered it.
Oh, corset.
Corset. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, maybe that's a little far.
Ricky's dad finds a box with just bunny ears in it, and he's like,
Ricky, is there something you wanted to tell me?
Yes.
I'm not even going to ask.
He's just tearing up. He's like, what is this?
But then you'd need to dress up like an old man.
No, you get the robe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you see,
Ricky, with these kinds of arrangements, she doesn't get to look dumb. It's only us.
Yeah,
we're the ones that look dumb in this situation.
That's right.
She'll dress up as Hugh Hefner, but she'll be like sexy girl Hugh Hefner.
Exactly.
Like,
that's correct.
Silk robe.
Now that is like a very classic Halloween.
I think it's an easy go-to.
Ricky, you could just wear like a rabbit onesie.
Yeah. Bunny tail. Yeah, I'd be humiliated whatever I'm wearing.
Just wear like some Nike Pro shorts.
Nike Pro shorts?
Like the spandex shorts, that you wear under basketball shorts.
Yes.
Just wear those and then like a cotton ball on the back. You just open up the door, people show up and they're just like, we're at the wrong
house. Like that's it though? Like just like no shirt or anything?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think people would just get it. They'd be like, you're a bunny.
It's like, it's just like the costume just to make everyone uncomfortable immediately.
Will you let me do drag makeup on you then?
Yes.
I can even do contouring and make boobs.
I'm removing myself from that conversation, Ricky. That's all you, dude.
I've got plenty of eyelashes ready.
The answer is no.
Okay, there you go. We shut that down. Well, Lauren and I had our costume idea like 10 minutes ago, shortly after... Lauren had a good idea.
Yeah. We're doing high school heroes, but basically Johnny will be a swimmer wearing my swimming gear, a cap, some goggles, and then I will be putting on all his old college basketball gear.
College, yeah.
Never mind. Maybe it's not high school heroes then.
Sports heroes.
We were once athletes.
Once
athletes.
Yeah, yes. That'll work.
Close the yearbook.
Yes, I like it. Exactly.
We should bring our yearbooks.
I think I'm going to stuff.
Do you have yearbooks?
All up socks at the toe.
Not with me in my
parents'
house. So that
I can fit into like size 13 shoes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Hannah, your dad was flaming me yesterday for my shoes.
What shoes were you wearing?
So we were doing the tour of the house and we're standing in the bathroom and he's just like, he goes, I'm really drunk and I don't really notice these kind of things unless I've been drinking, but your feet are enormous.
Oh my god!
What size shoe are you? They're so white. I was like, yeah, I'm just like a walking capital L.
Capital L. But In other news,
I'd say arguably the biggest news.
Yes.
Well, Hannah's hand. Hannah's is going to get a lot stronger from lifting up that massive rock.
Finger curls over here.
Finger curls? That looks very wrong. But yes, well, I guess you can announce it. What's the announcement?
We're engaged.
Yes, Hannah and I are engaged. Yes. Yeah, Hannah and I are engaged. I'll do the clapping too. But we had our engagement party last night, which also planning wise, when I asked her how she wanted everything to go, she told me that she wanted to have like a party like after I asked her, like once we get back. But apparently the one that we had in Colorado was sufficient enough.
Well, let me cut you off for a second, because we landed back in DFW on Sunday morning, and Lauren and I looked at each other and we just went, I'm so happy we're not driving to Sunnyvale for another party. Like, we're just wiped out.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it got moved back a week.
Yeah.
Really, all I wanted was to celebrate with friends and family and just get plastered immediately after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Which we did.
And we had all that Mexican food and margaritas. That was all I wanted. Mm-hmm. But in his mind, he thought full-blown party.
Yeah. Right. I have to say, catering was awesome. My favorite thing was the guy who was like, all right, guys, so we've got steak, chicken, bison. Everyone kind of eyes the bison, and we tried it, and I was like, this is just ground beef.
The Mexican catering in Colorado.
My gosh, that was hilarious. We also had like way too much food.
That was so much food.
Do you want to know why we had too much food?
Why?
He ordered enough for 30.
So
there was nowhere near 30 people
when
there.
Wes is there, I count Wes as 5 people.
Yeah, Wes is like a black hole.
He's literally, like, it's just like a garbage disposal.
Well, everyone went through like
twice. His legs are hollow.
We hadn't even made a dent in the food.
Yeah, Trey weighs like what, like 140, and he like,
I think it's more like 130.
130.
Yeah,
he has that. Like,
told me last time.
He has that. He has that metabolism that everyone desires to have. Like, once you hit like when I turned 18, my metabolism just shut off. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but Trey's just kind of has that like 15-year-old soccer player metabolism where he can just house food, and it doesn't matter what it is, it's not going to affect
him.
It's
like throwing food into the wood chipper. It's just like zzzz.
Yeah, it comes out of sawdust.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but the food was very good. But we had a lot of leftover food, but we were in Colorado, so I wasn't going to take like 5 pounds of steak like
on the plane.
All the liquor and alcohol we had to dump down the sink.
That it was very sad.
That's really?
Really sad.
Oh, jeez.
Because they didn't take any in the truck to drive back.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
so
yeah.
So we just had to get rid of it all.
Speaking of which, I hope we get the air mattress back. Wes and Jake are supposed to be
picking
that up
right now. I think they're supposed to get it today.
Yeah. You should.
I texted Joey.
My mom's sweater was also in that truck, so I need that back too.
Lots of stuff. Yes. But Colorado as a whole, that was very fun. Was it like, obviously it was a surprise, but, and it was even more of a surprise because we changed it the day, or you changed it the day of.
Yeah. So actually that's like a really funny story. It'll be funny if we have the guys on here and we talk about it too. I'm sure we'll revisit it. But I had to pull an audible on asking Hannah because there are forest fires going on in Colorado. And there
several.
Was also the day that I was going to ask her, there was forecasted to have 80-mile-an-hour winds. And I got an email at 6:30 in the morning from the photographer that I booked 2 months in advance for a specific day at a specific time, which, I mean, if you plan something like that, you got to know that shit's just going to go sideways. Like, it's not going to work out.
Stuff like that just never goes according to plan.
Yeah.
Ever.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing so awesome, because Hannah is the big planner. Like, I'm not really good at planning things. This was outside forces, just like completely out of my control.
I will say I was very surprised at how well you did plan it.
Yes.
Hey.
Everything was planned. There was like an itinerary for the trip. It was still a very laid back trip though. Mm-hmm. But
except for Friday. Friday was the most hectic, packed day.
Shit show.
On the planet.
Full of jam-packed with all the activities.
And so we did ATVs in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. That was a lot of fun.
That was awesome. I'd never been ATV before, so I didn't really know what to expect, but it was very fun.
Yeah. So we did that, and we had that planned at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we had until 1, I believe, something like that. And then when I got that news at 6:30 in the morning, he's like, you got to do it today or you got to do it Sunday. I was like, well, we're not doing it Sunday because we're leaving Sunday. Friday, I was like, okay, we're going to fit it in between the time that we're doing ATVs and with the other thing we had planned, Stanley. Which was the Stanley Hotel tour, yeah. Which was a big deal for you.
Yeah,
you
were so excited for it. That was like my favorite thing. He kept asking me beforehand. He was like, what do you think your favorite thing on the trip's going to be?
And she kept
and
saying
that. And
in
the back of my head, I'm like, what do you think it's going to be?
One thing I can't tell
which
you.
Only made, which only made my stress level just like through the roof because I was like, okay, like, you know, this is obviously a bigger deal than the Stanley Hotel tour, but clearly. Also the Stanley Hotel tour was like a big deal. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, we're going to miss, if we miss the tour, I'm going to feel bad. But obviously if we miss
it, I don't think I would have cared at that point.
Yeah, you wouldn't have cared.
This is more important.
So we get back from ATVs a little bit earlier than usual. And then we're there getting ready at the cabin for a little bit. And then I can't remember who said it. Who was it?
I said it.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Well, I remember everyone got home and people were starting, like, everyone kind of scattered and hopped in showers. Mm-hmm. And then Trey walks past me and he goes, yeah, I haven't seen Glenn anywhere. And I was like, he rode with you guys. And he looked at me and he goes, no, he didn't. And then Johnny later's like, have you seen Glenn? And I'm like, Trey literally said he wasn't in the car and he was not with us. Like,
and then we all just start going around the house. Has anyone seen Glenn? Where's Glenn?
We left Glenn on the mountain by himself with no cell service at all. And
or like a single, we had 13 people in the group, a single person going, hey, Glenn, we're leaving.
Yeah. So this is what happened, though. We left early. It was like me, Hannah, Bailey, other Hannah, Maddie, and Trey. We left mm-hmm. in the Suburban, and I left Glenn with the ATV, which also Glenn, during that time, to make it unfortunate and worse for him, he was riding the ATV while we were all gone.
No, that was good.
No, that was good, but he also broke apart on the ATV. And it cost like $200 to
replace
it.
Holy shit, really? Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. But like also, Glenn was getting after it on those ATVs.
Also, what's your Venmo?
Yeah, but like also like I'm wondering why the collateral refund, I didn't get the full refund.
Did you not get the full refund back?
No, because
they just pulled it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Anyways, oh yeah, the guy also forgot about it. He was like, oh yeah, I haven't even processed these yet. Thank you for calling, like, and reminding me. I was like,
thanks for reminding me it was broken.
I was like,
you owed us money.
I was like, yeah, like, all of these people, they haven't gotten their refund yet. He's like, oh yeah, yeah, well, it's processed now. It should go through, like, in the next few days.
I'm surprised because the place was run by a, like, lieutenant commander.
Oh my gosh.
Stand on the line. This guy, like, when you think about COVID people that just go psycho over social distancing and not touching anything, this guy was the most over the top person I've ever seen.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely the first person to run for toilet paper when it hit.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. He's got the underground bunker with like 6 years worth of food just lining the walls. And he's just like, he looks at me and he goes, have you filled out the form? And I go, no, but she did. Why haven't you filled out your form? Fill it out here right now. And I go, oh, well, I'm listed as the secondary driver. Well, why are you standing there? Go stand outside. I was like, oh my God.
Did anyone else see him throw the iPad? He was like, I don't want this one. It's not working. And he just chunked it against the wall.
Oh my God.
We're like, well, that's not why. That's why it's not working.
Stop throwing it places.
Lieutenant Commander. He's like, drop and give me 50.
Well, so back to Glenn. So Jake and I hop in the car. We drive to go get Glenn, which was the worst headache ever because it's 45 minutes away to go find him. And Jake and I are just freaking out. Like, okay, what would we do if we were Glenn? If you were left on the mountain right now and everybody left, what would you do? I'd call an Uber. I'd get cell service. I'd go back to the house. That's what I would do.
Well, if you don't have cell service, you can't get an Uber.
Exactly.
And so we're driving there and I get a call from a random number.
And I'm
just like, I just answer it. And he goes, hey, Johnny, this is Glenn. Jake and I go, Glenn, we're so sorry, dude. Like, we're on our way to get you right now. And he goes, okay, cool. I just turned in my car. Like, I'll see you guys in a sec. Like, he didn't know that we had left him.
Yeah.
He just kept, which is, like, it sucks that he broke the car thing, but he also just drove around the entire time. He didn't even know that we had left.
I'm sure he had a blast still.
At the end of the day, like all in all, I think he only waited like 15 minutes.
Yeah, like realistically.
It felt like a lifetime though when you don't know where he is and you can't reach him.
Yeah, so while they're going to pick up Glenn, I'm just pacing in the cabin, just back and forth.
Oh, yeah, I think you wore a trail.
I was like sipping out of the whiskey bottle. I was like, I gotta like calm my nerves.
Yeah, dude. Well, we were driving and I was like, I need to call Ricky and like find, like let him know what we're doing, that we found Glenn. And Jake just goes, this is the last thing Ricky wants to think about. Yeah. Right now.
I was thinking about it the entire time. I was like, okay, I can't call them. I don't know if I was like, okay, if everything runs perfectly to go find Glenn, it's going to take 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. But like, if it doesn't go perfectly, they could be there for 2 hours.
Yeah, I was running like, around the mountain trying to find him.
It's like no service. It's like it's a mountain. I mean,
the no cell service thing was brutal. By far the most brutal part of it, because it's just like
with 13 people.
Yeah. Oh my god. Trying to keep track of it. I don't even know how like. That must have been so much stress on you specifically, like trying to manage the whole trip with all of these people.
Yeah, well, my nickname was, you know, Travel Agent Rick. Because it was like the entire time I was like planning, I sent out the itinerary, got no feedback from it except for a couple people.
I didn't even see the itinerary.
I put it in the
probably muted.
We landed. We landed in Colorado and I was like, I don't know what we're doing.
I put screenshots of it.
Yeah, Johnny's like, oh, I'm gonna just go with the flow, and then every 5 minutes, so like, what are we doing?
So like what's the plan? So it's like, okay, well, I booked pretty much everything and like reserved everything, so it all worked out. And that's like the most planning that I want to do for anything for a while. Oh, I guess we got a wedding to plan.
You're not.
I guess
done
I don't
yet.
Have a choice.
I can take over for the most of the wedding, but I'm gonna need you to be present.
Yeah,
gotta at least taste the cake and tell me if you like it or not.
I can taste cake.
Okay,
that's
good.
Fine.
As long as you can do that.
But long story short. We ended up getting Glenn, had him a little to-go bag to change and stuff because we got dirty on the trail.
There were dirt lines on the girls' foreheads.
Hey, would also like to make a point that the beginning of that ride was sort of brutal if you're riding behind someone.
That's what we thought.
Dirt so was dirty. Like just dirt clouds.
We had to distance ourselves from y'all. And I pulled my mask up like over my nose and my sunglasses down to like, close in my face.
Yeah, Lauren was driving like this was Mad Max Fury Road.
Exactly.
Just gunning it. Well, there was a person when we first started out, we were driving, it was really fun, and then we caught up to the obvious slow driver that was out there. They were going like 3 miles an hour, just kind of like creeping over the rocks and going, Lauren, I can just tell Lauren's like, we need to get past these
people. Yeah, dude, those people were there for the scenery.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that there was a horn on it until like 15 minutes in.
Yeah, he starts honking at me and telling me to speed up. I just flip him off and I'm like, I'm scared. There's a big frog.
Well, it's because there was this guy tailgating me behind us.
They could pass us?
No, because the road was too narrow.
Then they can get over it.
And then he was like, come on, get a move on, chicken shit.
Did he actually yell at you?
I was like,
if you would have told me, I'd gone Karen on it.
He was like, get a pep in your step. I was like, excuse me. I was like, and I was driving, but I didn't want to like ram y'all. And then, so I just started honking. Yeah, just a little bump.
Smooch on the bumper.
Let them know you're there.
A little love tap.
Just a little $50 removal.
Yeah, just a little.
You'd be Venmoing me.
Yeah. Well, when they were talking about the ATVs, they're like, yeah, like, I know that there's like scratches on some of these and like dents and stuff. And I was like, couldn't like, we just like hit a rock and like, what? How much would that cost?
Some dude got a flat tire on our way back.
So funny.
This guy's on the ground, on his knees, like, on the phone, like, yeah, we got a flat tire, like, please come get us. And the other guy's got his hands over his head, like, God, oh my God, this is the worst.
Yeah, there were a couple of groups that we passed where it was like, they were just on the side, and I was like, hey, how's it going? And then they're like, yeah, well, it's been better.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm sorry. Just being polite.
When we passed the slow group in front of us, do you remember where there was like another ATV coming back, and this woman was just like yelling. Was she the one saying that she was lost? because she was just like screaming out of her ATV at people as they were passing. And I was like, is she mad that we're going around?
Dying.
I must have completely missed that.
I was like, I don't know if she's lost or if she needs anything, but I just gave her a thumbs up as we passed. And she's just like,
my child just fell out. It's like,
at that point, the girl still had a speaker and we were blasting music on ours. So we're like bumping to WAP over here, like as we're going through the mountains. So I didn't hear anything.
That was smart. Well,
you got to imagine though, like,
it died halfway though. So that was
how stupid the average person is, and now you put them in an ATV and like driving on mountains, probably from out of town, because it seems like that's probably a very
touristy
thing.
With the worst trail map ever.
Terrible.
Yeah. No map.
Basically
like,
no map.
It's just like, it's like it looked like he just took a pencil and just drew a squiggly line on a piece of paper and was like, here's the trail, it'll end. Okay.
Somewhere.
Dude, when he was doing the presentation before the main drivers, it was like intense though.
It was intense.
Yeah.
He kept telling us about how someone died.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm kind of scared to drive now.
Yeah, he was just stay under that 20-mile-an-hour like mark. It's like you're gonna feel like you're going pretty fast to the woods, which we did. I mean, you went 20 miles an hour, it felt like you were going pretty fast. But yeah, he was like, oh yeah, well, you know, a group took up here. And then I think he said that they recently were engaged or something.
No, he said, well, yeah, but they were going to celebrate or something on this trip. And the guy did a donut. And when he did a donut, they flipped it and it ripped his fiance's arm off.
Oh,
and
then
she died out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the story we were told.
Yeah. That's and we're crazy. Like, okay, yeah, getting really excited to go ride ATVs. Fun,
I don't think I want to do this anymore.
I'd rather
Mom, please come pick me up.
That was the same drill sergeant guy.
Yes. Well, dude, they made it seem like this was some like military base that we were driving through. They're like, we are able to see the exact speed of every single ATV. We know the exact GPS location of you. I was like, do you guys have drones just following us everywhere? These are just like...
Yeah.
They're like Yamahas. I don't think you can track how fast
they kept saying if you go over the speed limit, we have to take all the ATVs away from everyone. Well, how are you going to do
everyone,
that?
Yeah.
Okay,
everyone,
how are you going to find us on the trails
not
and
even
shut down
our
rides? Like
everyone that was on the mountain at that specific time, they're like, you will all lose your deposit. Every single person, even if you don't know them, if they just happen to be on the mountain at the same time as you. I was like, you guys must be hurt
these people.
For cash. You guys are assholes.
Yeah.
I think that it was just like a fear tactic. Mm-hmm. It's like
100% was.
It was a little too strong. Yeah. It was a little too strong.
Well, we were driving and Lauren's like, there's no way they can see how fast we're going. And then just floors it and goes.
It was just like, stand on this line.
I didn't do that.
What?
I think the fear tactic should have stopped at the $500.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to just be throwing down. But I'm glad you guys got him back.
Yeah, and wasn't it that if you were late, every 15-minute increment that you were late, you would pay an additional...
Yeah, it was like $200 or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, they're just begging people to screw up.
But once we got up to the top, those guys were like really chill. So
yeah.
But it was like, the guy was like, stand on this line. It's like, yeah, so I'm sure that y'all are ready to have fun today, but... You know, someone died from bleeding out on the trail like a month ago. It's like, yeah, okay, okay. By the way, we're going to need $500 from each of you. It's like, okay.
On top of the $300 you had to pay to rent the vehicle.
Golly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was crazy. But it was a lot of fun.
That was fun. I just can't believe how cold and windy it was during the actual proposal. That was like, it's supposed to be worse tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it could get worse than how it is now. And you were wearing like... It was a really nice shirt, but it was like a thin long sleeve shirt. And
yeah,
I was like,
Henley,
Ricky.
Yeah.
I was like, Ricky's nipples must be hard as diamonds.
Yeah, I'm wearing a thin sweater and like these thin jeans that you can barely call jeans because they're almost like legging material. Yeah. I was cold.
Yeah,
but in that moment, I honestly didn't care anymore.
Yeah,
yeah. Was it like you just didn't like feel like the weather just didn't matter at all in that moment? You just like, that was probably pretty nice.
Yeah. Cause they were just so like zoned in on what's happening and like focused on what he was saying. I was trying to remember what he was saying. I don't even know if he remembers what he said, but
I don't
think
so.
Yeah. It was almost like a blackout moment. Yeah. Like, we don't know what's going on. We're just here.
All I remember was, Hannah, I love you. And then blood thundering in my ears.
Yeah. No, but, the most impressive thing about that whole thing was having that amount of people, like everyone that came to surprise us in that moment. Like, we had the group of 13 people that were on the trip plus the other group of people, Hannah's parents' friends.
They had just come straight from the airport.
Yeah, they came straight from the airport because it originally was supposed to be on Saturday and like everyone was going to be there on time. But just everyone managing to find the location and get there on time with no cell service was just like a miracle.
Yeah, that was very impressive how we got there. Well, yeah. What was funny too is like when we drove up to the mountain to go get Glenn, and then we get the address of where the proposal is going down, and it's literally 10 minutes north further in the other direction. We're just like, okay, so we got to pick up Glenn, we got to drive back to the Airbnb another 40 minutes, change, and then come back to exactly where we just were, and then a little bit further, and then get there. And we're just like, all right, whatever, we'll just go.
Yeah. But everything worked out. We ended up making it on time to the Stanley Hotel tour as well.
That was fun. Okay, yeah. So Lauren's seen The Shining. You've seen The Shining, right?
Yes.
Okay, I made the mistake of not watching it before, but it was still...
just like had no effect on you.
Still hasn't seen it.
Has no idea what he saw.
For people listening that don't know what it is, the Stanley Hotel, or The Shining, is that giant hotel in the mountains, and then this hotel was...
The inspiration for that
hotel. So I thought it was the actual...
No.
Place that
no,
we're
the
going
original
to. I was like,
one's
oh,
in
we're
like
drive white. Up to the I think... middle of nowhere, see this crazy ass mm-hmm. hotel.
From the movie, you would expect that for sure. But the Overlook's not a real hotel.
I thought it was. I mean, I can't imagine stay. Would you stay in that haunted room 217?
Absolutely.
Oh, God, no.
That'd be great.
I'm all over that kind of stuff.
I loved in our tour when he was telling the Jim Carrey story, Wes was just like, that's cap.
Yeah, cap.
That's a lie.
Cap. It's like, yeah, to this day, Jim Carrey just won't talk about the experiences that he had in 217.
Like, we clearly don't have any proof that anything even happened to him.
It's like when they bring it up in interviews, he just dodges the question immediately.
He could have just been high.
Just walks out.
Walks
off the
set.
Just like, I'm done.
Like, okay, you're interviewing Jim Carrey. Do not bring up hotels. Don't talk about him. Don't say the word. He freaks out. You know how these Hollywood
don't talk about hotels in general.
Any bed that's not his, don't bring it up.
Best Westerns, Marriotts, just don't.
It seemed like all of the people that were working there had like just started working there, which makes me think that like the turnover rate there is high, which would add to the
idea
justification.
They did say in our tour that people usually quit after the third week.
That's pretty crazy
because stuff is always happening there. Especially because they were explaining that the employee break room, you have to walk through that tunnel underneath the hotel to get to the main part of the hotel.
To clock in.
And that's where the most activity takes place.
Where Pierre is.
Pierre. Yes. She said that the receptionists, right? Or the desk people?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them?
Receptionists.
Receptionists?
Yeah.
Okay, so like the receptionists, didn't she say that one of them quit because... She kept on hearing things from that room with the piano.
Yeah, she kept hearing the piano play. And it was the piano. The piano that Flora Stanley, right? Flora? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Stanley played on. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's haunting it.
Yes. Anyways, I would stay in the room just because I want some clarification on some of that stuff.
Wouldn't that like freak you out for the rest of your life though? Do you really? I don't know if I would want to go through the rest of my life having experienced an actual haunting and then knowing like for real that shit is out there.
Yeah.
I feel like I've experienced enough things in the past that I'm prepared for it.
Really?
Oh, spooky season?
This is the ghost.
Spooky season.
This is the ghost story hour.
So there's I have a Jack and Jill bathroom in our house in Sunnyvale.
Uh-oh, Johnny.
Yeah,
y'all stay in that guest bedroom a lot. I don't want to freak y'all out, but you know that desk that's in the corner? Mm-hmm. My parents got that from an auction, and it was built in like the 1800s. I have no idea the backstory on it. I swear something came with that. Either that or it's my nanny's doll that she made, that crocheted doll that sits on the bed.
That's my favorite part.
I keep
part
that
when
bathroom
we get there,
door locked.
Taking that away.
For a reason.
Locking
that door.
It away.
You know, every time you're like, oh, can you unlock the bathroom door? And I'm like, I lock that one for a reason. Because it would come open on its own all the time when I was in the bath. So you imagine sitting in the bathtub, you're relaxing, and that door just goes. No, it hasn't happened in a while. But the other day I was home alone and I had the door locked. As I was sitting there, I heard a click. It unlocked.
No way.
I checked it even. I was like,
"That's
I swear,
spooky.
Please tell me that thing didn't just unlock." And it did.
That's so scary.
And the Harley room door, I have witnesses on this one. The Harley room door, we were sitting there, of course, watching a scary movie. It's open already, which it never is. So it was kind of weird that it was, and it just slammed shut. We all had to stop.
And there's no windows around it anywhere.
No, nothing.
Ooh, I'm getting
no air vents, no nothing. So
that's so scary.
I had some fun with Ouija boards in high school, and I think that caused some of my issues.
Have y'all, Lauren, do you remember that TikTok that you showed me of it was a dad filming himself, and he was in the basement, and he went over to the that metal door that controls all the power in the house, and he's like, my daughter and all her friends are playing with a Ouija board right now, and then he just goes to the room light and then just flicks it on and off, and they just, all you hear is just screaming.
Oh, I can't wait to be that parent. I'm so gonna be that parent. Absolutely.
Well, luckily you're gonna be, y'all will have your own place soon, and you can get away from the spooky haunted house.
And pray it doesn't follow me, or I'm not gonna play with any
just
more
don't
Ouija
bring
boards.
The doll. Yeah. But I appreciate you guys like openly, you know, letting us know that this room is haunted.
Yeah.
The
8 times that you put us in there, you're like, yeah, no, stay in this room, stay in this room.
I think that it's just assumed as soon as you see the doll just sitting there. It's just this is instantly
every
creepy.
Time we go in there, I'm like, yep, here it is again. Let me just pick this up. And
what always scares
this.
Me the most that I'm afraid of, that I can just see, like, I play out these little horror movies in my head. I can just see what should be happening if it was a horror movie.
Yeah.
The laundry chute door. I envision it slowly creeping open and something coming out of it.
A little hand coming up.
So our old dog, Molly, which, you know, she was blind and deaf, which when you're blind and deaf, they tend to pick up extra senses anyways, as well as animals can in general. She went in the laundry room and she would look up the chute and just bark her head off.
Nope. Don't like that.
That was my exact reaction. I said, nope. I gotta go.
No.
I need to get out of here.
So this is why your parents spend so much time in Abner.
They refuse to admit it, but yes.
But Abner's more of a setting to where there would be like a horror movie.
I feel like that's more like realistic horror.
More like strangers. Yeah.
Strangers and murders. Yeah.
That place is beautiful. So we had, we as in y'all, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys had an engagement party there last night, and that was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
The spread was incredible.
Oh.
Yeah, I took a bunch of pictures. I think I had the labels, too. Let me see what was on
my
there.
My favorite was the fried chicken and waffles skewer things. And they had, dipped it in butter and syrup and powdered sugar.
And the funnel cake sugar on there.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was so good.
That sounds amazing. Lauren, there was grilled cheese, but it was instead the cheese was brie with fig jam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really good.
I felt so awkward. So we showed up and I walk in and everyone starts like grabbing food and I kind of just like slip in and grab a plate, go outside, eat, and then come back in. And there people are still going through getting their first rounds. And in my back of my head, I'm like, I can just feel everyone looking at me going like, this fucking guy. Again, oh, you still hungry, dude? I haven't eaten at all yet.
Additionally, there was chorizo empanadas with jalapeno avocado cream sauce. And then there was beef short rib flautas with creamy chipotle honey barbecue sauce.
Those were really
good.
They went hard.
That's not even like a quarter.
So yeah, the chicken skewers, it's waffle battered fried chicken skewers with maple butter, and that's what they look like.
So good.
There was lobster and guacamole tostadas with pickled red onion.
Mm-hmm.
Those were super good.
The beef tenderloin sliders with the blue cheese spread.
I housed those.
It was
so good.
It was sort of fancy. I was when I walked in, I didn't set up everything, and I didn't set up anything.
No.
But
you're just the beneficiary.
But
yeah,
I
showed up.
I showed up and I was like, damn, this is impressive.
Well, the reason why it was fancy like that, fancier than what we typically would do, is it was a test run for the wedding because we are looking at using that caterer. So
what was the final? Maybe they'll hear this.
Absolutely. I want them.
Okay.
They must be at my wedding.
It was so
our fun. Wedding.
Our wedding.
It's not just about you.
I do that a lot, don't I?
It's my day.
I think that's the name of my Pinterest board. It's like, it's my big day. Oh, I mean our big day.
Our big day.
Oops.
But you guys got some good gifts. More I think you guys will have more tumblers than anyone on the planet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lots of tumblers and wine
both
glasses.
For our champagne.
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 And y'all's sweet sweet letter or note that y'all left us. That was very
nice. I'm glad you guys liked it. Yes. I was really bummed I couldn't be there.
Lowering your mic.
Say what? The ghost is lowering my mic.
Oh. He's here. Is he?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Someone...
I just liked the bottle on that.
Yeah.
The bottle was so
it was really nice.
If you like push it that way, it'll stick.
I mean, like I'm good.
Okay, you're good holding it. That's fine. I'll have people that are, like Ricky. Me and Ricky have been doing this long enough to where he knows how to kind of work everything. But when I have people come in here for the first time and it starts to droop, they like look at me. It's the end of the
world.
Yeah,
it's like you gonna do something?
What am I gonna do? Also, I'm working at.
Yeah. So this one time I was talking.
They just like they don't want to touch it. They think it's gonna break. But the house, I mean, that place is incredible. I think whatever, like that place that your parents built, I feel like most people in the back of their mind, like that's something that they would want. It was just, oh my gosh, it was so cool.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like a nice little escape from.
I think they could have bought a bigger TV for the living
room. Yeah.
Do you think? Kind of small. You think so?
80 inches is a little small.
Yeah.
I think we need a bigger one.
Yeah, because originally when he was talking about getting like a TV, how big is a TV?
I think it is 80 inches.
Is it 80 inch?
Yeah.
I was like, at that point, you should just get like a projector.
Yeah.
And
honestly.
Then just like
it
a
is
big
a massive
screen.
Wall that it's on. I'll give him that. But yeah.
So is big. Are they going to build anything else there, or what is like?
Yes.
I know your dad kept talking about the middle of the woods kind of patio area.
Yes, he wants to set up like a patio hangout spot with a fire pit that's not right in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at some point, eventually, the house that they have now is going to become like a guest house,
okay.
like a guest and party house. And the main house will be a smaller cabin that's going to house my mom's piano and all of her artwork that she's collected. And that'll be more their space.
Okay.
Because they already have RV setups outside of the house we have now.
I thought you said Arby's.
Welcome to Arby's.
A quick deli meat sandwich before you head in.
No, it's for their friends that have campers, so they can come in and hang out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then I know he's also talking about building a tree house, and he wants to do it on the back side of the property
mm-hmm.
so that we can fence it off and have more deer feeders out there so we can just watch the animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He did say he wanted to set up like a game call area mm-hmm. where they just set up game calls and then turn off all the lights and see whatever comes out of the woods.
Yeah, he's getting softer in his old age. He's more about enjoying the animals and looking
at them. Yeah, not like shooting them.
Yeah.
As he was explaining it, he kept like listing off all these things, and he said the game call and like a blind mm-hmm. and then beer, and I was like, and the gun.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No? Oh, okay, no. That's fine.
He just wants to
unless there's
them.
Hogs. Shoot the hogs.
Yeah. He has talked about blowing up the hogs with some Tannerite, but we'll see about that.
If they ever come back, he said he hadn't seen any.
Yeah, we haven't seen them in a long time. So,
yeah, that's
which
a good
thing.
I loved riding out. So we rode through the property, which was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake of bringing a whole cup of coffee.
That was the funniest thing.
Well, it was going fine.
I could have told you ahead of time.
It was
a bad
fine
idea.
And I was holding it, like making sure, because Jake kept telling me, he's like, I swear to God, if you spill that on me, we're not going to be friends anymore. And so he's like, all right, we'll loop back. And I go, I haven't spilled any of this. This is great. And then out of nowhere, your dad just throws it in reverse.
He's trying
spilled all of it all over me.
He was trying to put it into high, and it just went into reverse. It like
that
we went
gear
to a
shift
dead,
is hard.
Yeah, we went to a dead stop and then went like backwards like 10 feet.
I've been stuck in those trails before because I could not get it out of reverse.
Really?
It's hard to shift.
That would suck to get stuck out there.
It was me and my meemaw. Yeah. And she's looking at me like, fix it.
I can't do it.
I don't have the strength.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, though. But I thought it was just hilarious. It was like the one thing that you could have brought on the trail in the gator
you
to ride.
Hot coffee.
You chose hot coffee. It's just like a... We just hit one bump, it just flies everywhere. That's all I was thinking.
My biggest fear was spilling it all over Hannah's dad, like the back of his head, like spilling hot coffee. And he's just like, who are you again?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Hey, yeah, big feet guy.
Bigfoot. Bigfoot. Why don't you chill with the coffee?
Oh my gosh. Well, he said that he loved hanging out with y'all. He approved of you.
Yeah, it was cool. That was like the first time I'd really talked to your parents at all. And I was like, hey, yeah, I'm Johnny. I've stayed at your house more times than I can count. You've never been there, but we're always there drinking.
Yeah. So. Always using your facilities.
Yeah. swimming in your pool, hot tub, great. Well maintained, by the way.
Thanks for letting us take your truck too for that private movie. Right.
It's like, oh, y'all were a part of that. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, no, he loved y'all though. I could tell he was enjoying himself, just getting to hang out.
Yeah, that was really fun. Okay, so the engagement party's over. What are the next steps? I guess like just the planning phase.
Well, we kind of have the venue and the date and the planner already.
Okay.
So after that, it's getting the other things that disappear quickly, like the florist and the catering and the DJ.
The place setting, what's next. I hear, is also
the band
a big thing. I see that in movies a lot. They're like, we have to pick the place setting.
Like the chargers and the plates?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. I don't know. I just hear the term place.
Okay, so Johnny, I don't know either.
I'm not the one getting married.
I was gonna ask you.
Doing food like we did last night, we'll probably have similar setup. It will have tables and chairs and place settings, but they'll be the smaller plates, and a caterer will probably provide those.
I think that's the way to go. We were talking about that outside. We were saying, like, this is way more fun than doing, like, an established, like, first course, second course, third course.
I don't want to do that. I want to focus mainly more on, like,
being social.
Having a big party.
Yeah.
I just want to have fun.
That was the other thing, too. Like, I couldn't pin down Ricky for more than, like, 2 minutes, because you guys are, like, the focal point of the event, so you guys have to be migrating around talking to everybody.
I know.
Like, we're here. We see you. Like, hey, thank you so much for coming. Yeah. Next person, thanks so much for coming. Right. I'm like, Rick, hey.
Yeah, okay. Hey, how's it going?
Having to make the rounds.
Yeah. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that situation. But, yeah. What else? Yeah, we've got
the planner.
Dress. Yeah, I got my dress already.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Are you guys going to gender swap that?
Pause.
No. I don't think he wants to be in a white, lacy, flowy gown at all. I don't want to wear a suit either.
It's a very progressive
so, right?
No, but I don't know.
Right now with COVID, you're only allowed to have so many people with you when trying on dresses, which for me is a problem. I want all of my bridesmaids.
Yeah,
you need
every perspective possible.
Right.
Yeah.
I need to know if I look awful in it. Please tell me. My mom thinks I look good in everything, so I need more than just her there.
You could do like a Zoom call. Just have your laptop set up and just everyone kind of logs on.
Honestly, that might be the move. But I'm hoping to have the dress by January. So
cool.
Yeah, I haven't focused on any of that aspect yet. I've been trying to figure out where I want to have like a bachelor party or like a bachelor.
That's
thing.
All he cares about.
And
where he's gonna have his bachelor party.
I don't know where what I want to do.
Dude, I don't know.
I mean, like, Vegas too extreme for me.
I can edit this out if you want, but Wes is the best man, right?
No.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
He gets so mad when we mess with him about that. I was messing with him last night. I was like, dang, dude, it's really down to me and Jake for the best man. And Wes goes, yeah, is it for sure?
Yeah, I always go around and was like, oh, well, yeah, we'll... You know, Hannah's like chosen her maid of honor and is like, still haven't announced who the best man is. And then he's just like, oh, yeah, Rick. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then anytime that I bring it up, I always go up to Jake and be like, hey, you're it.
You're it. Well, isn't it? It's up to the best man to
plan the bachelor.
Apparently. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like
Maddie's already on the bachelorette weekend.
Awesome.
I don't know. So we'll see. I mean, Wes, I don't think Wes and I necessarily have similar tastes.
No, you don't. I can already tell you that. For him, you'd be at a strip club with a bunch of beer.
That does sound like Wes, yeah.
That sounds
right?
That sounds like most bachelor parties.
Wes is going to listen to this and be like, no, that does not sound like me.
He's like, hey, strip clubs are classy.
Yeah.
Right?
And they need our money.
Yeah.
Now more than ever.
I don't know, but... We'll see. That would be really fun to plan, but we also have like a wedding to plan, which is more important.
Girls are going to Nashville.
There's a there's a slightly bigger event after the
Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was gonna say, you guys picked Nashville, which is like,
I think
that's
we're
where
going...
we should have gone.
Yeah,
honestly, I think we're looking at doing a space cowgirl theme.
Let's go.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm in between that, or I saw one that they did. It was like Dazed and Engaged.
I like that.
Yeah. But I kind of like the space cowgirl. I don't know.
Space cowgirl.
So we make the fun curl cowgirl hats. You know.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
It's like an astronaut helmet, but also a cowboy hat or cowgirl hat.
Wouldn't that just be Sandy from SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You could do a bikini bottom bachelorette party. Just like, oh, that's what we should do. Like a whole SpongeBob themed bachelor party.
No. I was thinking more along the lines of like big Casey Musgraves, like the glitter cowgirl kind of theme. Yeah. Go to the Dolly Parton rooftop bar and swimming pool.
Didn't that just open too?
Yes. I'm very excited.
Everyone's like moving to Nashville. Huh?
My parents are thinking about going to Nashville.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking about that last night.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it's the place to go.
Yeah. That would be sick.
I've never been, so I'm really excited.
I haven't either.
I've driven through it, and that's about it.
I've been to Memphis.
That's not
Maybe
Nashville.
That's where I went.
Memphis?
I don't know. I was like 10, so I don't remember.
I went there for a soccer tournament. So,
did you ball out?
Dude, what do you think?
Obviously.
Obviously.
Duh.
Went to Beale Street there, and they did I did one of those self-portrait things.
Oh, my God.
And it does not look like me. Like, at all. It was when I had a buzz cut. And like, they made my head look like it was, like, a flattened tomato or something. And my nose looks like... I mean, I have a big nose, but, like, it was, like, even bigger than that. Like,
wait, a caricature or a self-portrait?
Caricature.
No, it was not a caricature. It was not a caricature.
If it's a caricature, it's supposed to look.
No. Yeah, I know.
That's what I was envisioning.
No, it's not a caricature. It's like a portrait.
Got it.
It's like a black and white, just like freehand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I want to see this.
I don't know. It just didn't look like me. I was like, thanks. And I didn't realize it until all my teammates made fun of it. They're like, that doesn't look like you.
Well, I saw a hilarious picture of you last night. I stayed at Wes Wes and Jake's place, and Wes showed me a photo of you guys going to a Wiz Khalifa concert in like 2013, and this was like well before Ricky's growth spurt. So mm-hmm. Wes is like 6 inches taller than Ricky. And Ricky looks like a little baby. And I was like, oh, it's baby Rick.
Baby Rick. I was also like 60 pounds less.
Yeah. And I was like, you guys look so different. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's crazy. Wiz Khalifa and Fallout Boy. That's what it was.
God, what a collab.
I was also at that concert, but we were not dating at that point.
Ooh.
That was in that weird.
And then we ran into each other. Then we ran into each other and
we got
in a fight.
It
was crazy.
And you were like, yeah, we're fighting now, but in seven years, I'm going to propose to you on a beautiful mountain.
Yeah, so take that.
I remember being informed, like, my friends saw you and they're like, he's over there. So I went to the restroom the opposite way so I wouldn't run into him.
Aw.
Wow.
High school drama isn't just the best.
I guess you didn't like me, huh?
No.
Just like at that exact moment, I just did not like you. And well, here we are.
She's just not that into you.
You're locked in now, baby.
I know. I'm a little stuck forever now.
You sound excited.
I am excited.
What have I done?
I don't know.
Hey, you see how straight this thing is now?
Yeah, that thing is completely just bent out of shape now. It's 2:55. I know you guys said you had a tight window.
Yeah, I gotta go play golf with the bros.
All right, we'll wrap up. Again, congratulations to you both.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for letting us be a part of it. That was
absolutely
beautiful.
Absolutely.
Abner's always fun.
Yeah.
Halloween party this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. So we gotta figure out a Halloween costume.
Sounds
and I'm
like
definitely
it's already figured out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a DIY costume, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. We were like, no, this is a great, inexpensive costume.
Yeah, literally.
It just goes ghost and cut holes in sheets.
That would actually be very funny, too.
That's a trend right now.
Yeah.
So.
It's a big dog.
For the dogs.
Dog trend community. Yeah. Everyone's doing the dog. Like, everyone's doing the wiener dog ghost photo thing.
So just the bed sheets, the white bed sheets with the holes cut?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, you could just use your actual bed sheet, and then
you
can use the holes later to just kind of hook your toes through so they don't slip out when you sleep.
What in the world?
It's like utilitarian after you're done.
Oh.
That way the ghosts don't pull you out of your bed.
That's yes.
Right. Do y'all have a fear of that? Like,
I am now. I'm not staying at y'all's place anymore. I'm sleeping on the couch.
I won't tell you my other stories that I've had there then.
Please don't.
Oh, you've been like grabbed out of your bed or pulled out of your bed, right?
That's the story I was not going to tell them.
Wait, no way.
Thanks. Well, okay, quick.
Okay.
We'll end on that.
I was sleeping on my stomach, and I had just played with the Ouija board like the week prior, and I'd already noticed like my candles were flickering weird, and it was almost like I could communicate with them. I'd be like, stop, and it would stop. So that was weird.
And
anyways, moving on to the bed part. I was laying on my stomach, and I felt it. I felt something like wrap around my ankles, and it was really cold. Mm-hmm. And then I like looked up, because I, in that moment, it was like, just fear. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to see what it was. I was not going to look. But I looked up to my pillow, and I just saw my pillow getting further and further away until my, like, my knees were almost off the bed.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's insane.
And you screamed.
I've made holy water since then, so we're
jeez, God. Yeah, you got to douse the whole house in that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I looked up on WikiHow to learn how.
WikiHow? How to make holy water on WikiHow.
Well, they tell you how to bless it and everything. I don't know if how well it worked. I put it in a Febreze bottle, so...
A Febreze bottle?
This is Hawaiian Breeze holy water.
I just marked out Febreze and went, holy water. Holy water.
Holy Breeze.
Holy Breeze.
Yeah.
I'm sure, I bet places like voodoo shops and stuff, they just like sell that, right?
No.
They don't?
You have to go to a church for that.
Oh. Mm. I guess voodoo shop wouldn't be the place for that.
No, because none of their stuff would work if there was anything holy in there. Mm. You know that, right?
If you go to voodoo shops in New Orleans, they're pretty freaky.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. They're like, it's pretty heavy, actually.
Those Creoles know how to cook up a shrunken head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, there's just like some really intense like shrines and stuff that
the altars.
Yeah,
they're really strict about photos in there too, because it'll mess with like the aura of the altar or something.
Yeah, and then you like go to upload it to Instagram, and it's got like the shadowy outline of a ghost in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then you'll never go back there.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, they need you to come back.
They need you to come back
and
spend money. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that was a doozy, wasn't it? Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, or if you're already subscribed, share it with somebody. Thanks. See you on the next one.